Thank you. I will now entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion. After hearing testimony from both for and against, we've heard against, but I've never heard any definitive reason why. There was some water runoff questions. They're always bringing the water and odor issues, but those are all done on site plan reviews. That has not as much bearing in what we're doing tonight. So without having specific negligence or negative things on it, I make a motion to approve the second item 2.1 in our agenda. As the Planning Commission agrees with the staff that all criteria has been met to approve all agriculture uses in all industrial zones in Josephine County.
All right. I second the motion. You have a second? Who seconded?
I seconded.
Commissioner Richardson seconded. The motion is to approve the second item 2.1 on the agenda. As the Planning Commission agrees with staff that all criteria have been met to approve all agricultural uses in all industrial zones in Josephine County. Is there any discussion on the motion? The motion has been made and seconded. Do I have any discussion?
I still hold that that goal 5 has not been met. I believe that it does not diversify our economic base. It solidifies it and makes it so it's not so diverse.
Any further discussion? Well, I would like to address that by saying I think that it is up to the property owners. We're not passing a law saying that we must use industrial land for agricultural use. We're saying we're leaving it up to the property owner. And I think that the best choice is always made by the owner of the property, how to best use their property. So if it, you know, if it's not diversified enough, then somebody will decide that they have some better use of the property. But even if it's not diversified, I still feel that it's up to the property owner to make the best use of their property. Any further deliberation?
I would just add to that, but I don't think you can say it's up to the property owner, otherwise we don't have zoning laws at all, and the property owners can do what they want. And so I just go back to my point, is it consistent within industrial zones? And so, well, again, I say ag, it should be an ag land, and the processing of those byproducts of ag should be allowed. So that's what I cannot make my mind against, but this should be
Commissioner Wright.
Just more point of order than anything, we should have had this before the motion and not hearing the motion.
No, deliberation is acceptable after a motion in round of order. I mean, we did deliberate beforehand, we gave our findings, but then after a motion made and seconded, then a discussion of motion before the vote. But seeing that discussion, did we help Commissioner Gardner?
Maybe just address one point. Your name.
Me? John Chambers.
Chambers, thank you so much. Mr. Chambers, was concerned about the distinction between agriculture and industrial as these very different land uses, which historically in Oregon they have been. And I wonder if we aren't seeing now very different views changing, and is changing. And you've heard the term industrial agriculture, and I think that that is diversifying into things like, the term was used earlier, vertical gardens are actually a bunch of new technologies that are converting warehouses in Tokyo to producing leafy greens for Japanese. I mean, there's astonishing things going on in agricultural production methods and what industrial applications are being used for. Traditionally, that was for things to do with metal. And I think we, not just in Josephine County, but across the nation and across the world, are going to see more and more industrial places being put into the service of food production as people recognize the need to bring food production closer to where it's being eaten. So I want to address, I feel that the concern that agriculture and industrial should be kept together, I think we'll see that those distinctions may become less important in the coming decade as we recognize the need for increasing food production where people live. So for me, industrial agriculture will become less distinct in the future than they have been in the past.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Secretary, please call roll.
Commissioner Chambers?
No.
Commissioner Church?
Yes.
Commissioner DeSimone?
No.
Commissioner Gardner?
Yes.
Commissioner Goodwin?
Yes.
Commissioner Richardson?
Yes.
Commissioner Wright?
Yes.
All right, motion passes 5-2. All right, well, that is the end of the legislative hearing. The audience may leave quietly. We have a couple other items on the agenda. You may stay if you wish, but if you leave, please take any conversation outside the second door, because otherwise we'll be able to hear you in here. Thank you very much for attending.
We really
appreciate everybody who's taken the time to come in and give testimony tonight.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. All right. Matters from the Planning Commission. Does anybody have any matters to bring up for the Planning Commission?
Thank you.
Mr. Gardner?
I wanted to say thank you to the planning staff for sending me my packet in advance by mail. Thank you. One of the areas of citizen involvement has to do with engaging people in these discussions. And because I live in Cape Junction, I believe I would be on solid ground to say that when we come to looking at more specific applications of the industrial land in the South County area, that I think there could be some benefit to be had by partnering with the City of Cape Junction to hold a meeting relevant to these kinds of deliberations in Cape Junction, perhaps. There is a county building there, and I'd like to invite you all to come to Cape Junction for a meeting to speak to open more widely to our citizens in the South County to discuss these land zoning issues that are very important to people there. People in Cape Junction have this resistance about driving over the hill. I don't know what it is. I understand you may have too. But I would like to suggest that it could be appropriate for us to consider doing something. You know, the Planning Commission serves the City of Cape Junction much more than it does the City of Grants Pass. Grants Pass has its own planning staff, but you all are the planning staff for the City of Cape Junction. And so as your Cape Junction member of the commission, I would like to suggest to look for opportunities where we might, sometime in the next 12 months, hold a meeting when it's relevant. I'm not just suggesting willy-nilly, but I think it would be very helpful to the people in the south of the county to hear from the Planning Commission to increase our citizen involvement. And I know that people there would really love to see us come to Cape Junction. So, thank you.
Commissioner Wright.
I just wanted to point out that when the big agenda items have, we've been in Cape Junction multiple times. The fire safety, SB 360, aggregate, we've done quite a few. We've done Wolf Creek, we've done Williams. So when those issues and the bigger of the issues, we have been on location at the different spots in the county, not just here. So for those that are new to this commission,
yeah, I'm new.
It is not uncommon for those kind of issues to have a public hearing or a actual workshop or something in that neck of the woods. Now, the hearings are typically held here because this is the county building.
But a workshop type of venue is actually what I had in mind.
Yeah, we've done many of them.
And I think the city might also find it very helpful, too, especially for looking at how to integrate the cannabis industry and appropriate uses. We see the industry has arrived, and it's sometimes scary how fast it's moving. How could the Planning Commission be helpful to our citizens of this county in seeing that we can regulate this industry and do it well? This would be an excellent time to make some wise decisions.
Actually, I'd like to point out that regulating the industry, I believe that it's beyond the jurisdiction of the Planning Commission, and that's something that's more in the Board of County Commissioners.
Well said, thank you. That's quite right.
Any further matters from commissioners? All right, moving on to... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, I think part of our... I like what she said. I think part of our problem is we haven't met a lot. In the few years that
I've been on board, we've maybe met two or three times a year, tops. And this is down from when we used to routinely meet on a monthly basis. So maybe it's not as obvious, but there's adequate space in the Merlin-Galise area, too, for us to meet. That maybe it's something we should consider, is not just when it pertains to them, but as a matter of course, we represent all of the counties, so let's go to those places. The other thing is, I know I got kind of a laugh when I talk about the Growers Association, but we are on the cusp of something important here. And I think it's going to be up to the Planning Commission, the commissioners in general, even law enforcement, to get the word out that your neighborhoods are safe. You're not going to have to worry about your fences being broken down to get to marijuana plants behind you. It's that everything we're doing is towards a goal of developing a satisfactory regulated industry. It was not helpful to compare it to strawberries, because frankly, strawberries to my mind have never been illegal. So we are now taking something that has been illegal and we are trying to make it legal in an area where we don't have adequate police protection. And so I don't deny every person in this room, and probably half the county, is concerned that if we make it legal and we encourage them to come, who's going to keep the rest of us safe? And I like the idea of industrial. Get it out there where we can see it and control it. Happening in the shadows, nobody has any control.
Any further matters from commissioners? All right, we will move on to comments from the public on items not on the agenda. You see one person from the public in the audience. Do you have any comments?
I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. All right, Planning Director's report.
I don't really have a report for you. I've only been here 4 days.
Well, what have you been doing?
So I'll just tell you a little bit about myself and what I have been doing, okay? So, in case you haven't recognized the accent, I'm from the Midwest. I'm actually from Wisconsin. I'm a diehard Packer fan, so I like the green and gold on your shirt, Mr. Wright. I've been in county government for 30 years. Most of that time has been spent in the planning and economic development world. Actually, I have a Bachelor of Science in Urban and Regional Affairs with a planning emphasis, and my Master's is in Public Administration. I just came from Curry County, where I was the Director of the Administration, and decided I wanted to get back into the planning and community development side of things. It's a little more exciting. You're not so close to the commissioners that way, so it's a little nicer sometimes. As far as what I've been doing since I've been here, like I said, I've only been here for 4 days. I've been working with staff. I found that I have some wonderful staff. I've been through four counties, and I'm really pleased with the staff that I've inherited here. I think they're very talented, and I think we make a good team. I'm surprised at all the economic development projects that I am seeing coming through already. When I was looking at the area, I kept hearing from people that there's no growth, there's no economic development. Staff is constantly processing things for expansions or grow farms, etc. I mean, there is a lot of economic development occurring just in these 4 days that I've been here, but I can see that there's a trend going up when you look at the data that Melissa has provided for us to review. I do, I've been working a little bit with the county's going through an economic development strategic planning process right now with Grants Pass. And the final document, the final draft, is on my desk right now. I've been reviewing it today. I do hope to share that with you before it goes to the Board of Commissioners, so you're aware of the goals for the region and what we want to do with the City of Grants Pass. I think it helps give you a lot of insight as to the direction you as a Planning Commission should be going, so you understand the goals of the region and what we're all trying to go, so we're all coming together in the same movement and support the same principles and ideas and goals and objectives. I've touched base with the Illinois Valley a little bit, and do have an inspection or a meeting scheduled Thursday to go out there and talk with them to see what we can do to further some development out in the Illinois Valley, specifically in regard to helping sell the revolving loan fund, but then also looking at the problems they have that has hindered from the industrial park expanding out there. There's some water issues that we're going to be looking at, and hopefully connecting with the Governor Solutions team and IFA, the Infrastructure Authority, to see if we can address some of the issues that are out there. Other than that, that's probably about the big thing. Just like to comment a little bit on Commissioner Richardson's point about the Growers Association. We do, as we know, we're in a prime area for cannabis production, and as part of an effort years ago to help designate an area as an ABA, which was an American Viticulture Association. Basically, back in Wisconsin, we had the Niagara Escarpment, and the grapes grown on that were very good grapes. So we got an ABA designation, meaning any grapes grown in that region were then premier grapes, so you could get a higher price for them. And ideally, I think as we move forward, that's something we have to look at for the cannabis industry as well. It is, as he's indicated, it is legal now, and it is a crop we have to look at and look at ways to capitalize on that a little bit. We do know that 28% of, only 28% of the cannabis production right now is legal and out in the open, which means 72% is still dark and hidden. And the more that we can get mainstream, the fewer problems we're going to have with law enforcement, then of course the more tax dollars that we can reap from those mainstream products. So hopefully getting some type of growers association or special recognition for the marijuana grown in this area, or the hemp grown in this area, we'll be able to get a premier price, and then overall it's just going to help with that whole economic development cycle that we're trying to find that balance here in the county with. So other than that, if you have any questions, I'm here. Yes.
I might have missed the transition, but was there some gesture of appreciation for Mr. Parker's contribution? This is a planning commissioner. I'd like to say I really appreciated Dennis Parker's work very much, and I wanted to make sure that we got a chance to recognize his work to say thank you.
Dennis Lewis.
Lewis. Oh, good heavens, Dennis Parker. I want to call it. Talwood. Also, sorry. Dennis Lewis. No wonder you were looking at me with that lovely look on your face. So I would like for, is there some way that the planning commission could say thank you for the service? Is there something we could do?
Could we ever send out a letter of recognition or acknowledgement or anything?
Or something?
Commissioner Gardner is in charge of the committee for drafting up.
Drafting a letter of thanks? I will take that one.
But you have to take a name, right?
It does seem appropriate to me for us to say thank you for his service.
And also to James for his interim activity.
Yes. James has done a wonderful job from what I can see. If that is the director of the planning commission, then we can certainly draft those thank you letters.
We
should
try to support.
Yeah, we all sign it somewhere.
Oh my gosh, that's the least we can do. And then did you say that you would be sending out a final draft of the economic development plan to us?
The final draft for you to review, just so you're in the loop of what's going on, so you can see the directive that we're trying to go forward with as a county.
And you can send that by email?
When I get the final draft. Right now, the one I have is getting edited yet, so they're taking our comments. There's some typos in there and a couple things that I have a question on the data. But then after that, I'll be passing it on to the commissioners.
I just wonder if you're aware that the Illinois Valley, through the IV Community Development Organization, has been working since December on a five-year strategic planning process for the Illinois Valley. And it'd be great to hook you up with, because they're, too, working on the final draft this week.
Yes, I did write them and ask them if I could be put on their mailing list so I could start attending their meetings.
I'd like to make sure you're connected with Kenny Hawk.
Yes.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, Kenny is one of the people that I'm meeting with on Thursday.
Oh, very good. Mm-hmm. Look forward to seeing you. I was just wondering if I could be there also to I'm sure that it would be helpful because I'm pretty new on the planning commission. I'd be glad to be at that meeting too if it were appropriate.
I can talk to Kenny. I'm sure he would not object to that.
Any further questions for the planner?
Yeah, you just mentioned that the 76% of the growers are kind of in the dark. What are the plans as far as addressing? Yeah, I think you mentioned some. How's that going to be addressed kind of in the economic development plan as far as bringing those?
Well, I think the opportunities to get them to go mainstream and then also to help them see the benefits of being mainstream and going through that licensing and that extra expense and that extra licensing regulation for them to see the value in that and the ability to get their product out to market better.
Is there anything like the ABA certification for marijuana?
Not that I'm aware of right now. But I mean, if you look at Josephine Jackson, Humboldt, and Curry, and if you had an ACA, American Cannabis Association, or designation, or whatever you call it, I think it really could get us a premier spot. I mean, we hear that we have competition with Colorado on the quality of our cannabis product, but people here tell me that, no, that's not correct. I don't partake, so I don't know, but I think it's still worth looking at and seeing if that's something the growers want to do and if something the states would want to support.
I think like anything else, you have to use the carrot and the stick, and you want to entice them with benefits, and as we get increased tax revenue, then you kind of hit them with the stick. If they're not compliant, there's some incentive to come into compliance.
I can tell you that there are two private labels that I know of. One is called the Oregon Sun Growers Guild, based in Williams, that is seeking to achieve that imprimatur for grown outside with a lower carbon footprint. And the other, there are two programs for organic certification. I think that I like to support the cultural. I like to support everything organic because I don't think we need any poison in our water supply. And so Josephine County, in my view, is in a prime position to really push out the boat to invite people to come out of the dark era and participate as citizens, especially when we respect their contributions as farmers. And if the less they feel like criminals, the more likely they are to feel welcome. So I'm hoping to see more support from the county for an industry that, frankly, was treated badly by the county for a long time. And now that we recognize this economic engine is already on full throttle, that's not on full throttle yet, but we are getting closer. I would like to encourage our county to consider partnering with the state of Oregon to make sure that this agricultural crop can be taxed in export as other agricultural crops are. And that would be something that the county could ask of the state of Oregon. Our planning commission, together with the Board of County Commissioners, could make that request. Please tax our exports. And we would be in a strong position to make that request, in my view.
So the economic development strategic plan that we're doing with the City of Grants Pass actually has a little section on cannabis. So they, as a region, do see the value in it. That economic development strategic plan also asks for a task force to be formed to look at some of these issues. And I think items such as that would be perfect for the task force. And
thank you.
I encourage you to follow along and volunteer if you have time.
Why are we just doing it with the City of Grants Pass? Because I really think we do miss an opportunity. The Merlin North Valley industrial area, all of that is prime. And I know that there's been struggles. How do we get water to them? How do we get adequate police protection, et cetera? But that's the biggest industrial area we have in terms of size. And we should be involving those folks as well as Cape Junction. Cape Junction should not have to be doing strategic planning by themselves, not if we're partnering with the City of Grants Pass.
I don't know all of the history on it, but I know that Grants Pass was doing their plan, and the county was talking about doing their plan, and they said, hey, let's partner our resources. They got a professional consultant to do it. The Josephine County plan does cover the entire county, not just the incorporated areas. So it does include the Merlin area and definitely the unincorporated areas, but it also does cover Cape Junction as well. It's one of those things where you need that umbrella to guide everybody along. So the timing is actually good when you look at Illinois Valley and Cape Junction so that they can hopefully see the direction the county is planning on going, and then they can also follow on and put their parallel tracks in the same direction.
If there are no other questions, we will adjourn. Before we adjourn, I would like to ask all commissioners to turn in your notebooks to Melissa.
Thank you.